Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Attack of the Craws. An informal sport fishery has popped up in Kodiak for crawdads. They're crustaceans that look like little lobsters, and they're native to the Pacific Northwest. But in the last few years, they've been found scuttling along the bottom of a popular fishing area near Kodiak. Back in 2002, local groups noticed the invasive species, and now a local tribe organization is studying their movement, distribution, and diet. They're concerned the crawdads could be snacking on salmon fry and disrupting the fish's natural environment. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche has more.
In a parking lot next to Buskin Lake, four guys pull on neoprene wetsuits and snorkeling masks. They're gearing up for the hunt.
Man, I'm ready to slay some freaking crawdads right now.
That's Ryan Gabor. He and some friends have put aside the day to snorkel for the mud-colored crustaceans. They're called a variety of names throughout the world, including crawfish, crawdads, and crayfish. Kelly Kruger, tribal biologist with the Shunack tribe of Kodiak, calls them by their proper name, signal crayfish. She says they're not certain how the crawdads came to Kodiak, but she says people started catching them as early as 2015.
And I think it was because the Kodiak Soil and Water Conservation District in Blythe Brown, she was putting up signs that said, if you know of anything, let us know. And then people just kind of started looking for them. And once people found out that they were in that southeast corner of the lake, then it kind of just exploded and people have been snorkeling for them, setting traps, and even scuba diving for them.
The more people removing the crayfish from the buskin, the better, Kruger says. Day trips to snorkel for crawdads are fun in the Kodiak summer, but the Shunack tribe is concerned about the long-term effects on salmon and their habitat. In 2016, the Shunack tribe and the Kodiak Soil and Water Conservation District teamed up to determine just how much of a presence crawdads have in the Buskin River. The Shunack tribe has since taken the lead on the project, which is funded with a grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Kruger says the Buskin is a popular subsistence salmon fishing stream along the road system.
So like on a year like this year where the salmon runs are really low, the tribal members are really concerned about it. And so the main question is, how are the crayfish impacting the salmon resources? Are they eating the eggs? Are they eating the carcasses? Are they eating the smolts? We don't know.
Hypothetically, Kruger says, people could have shipped them up for a crawdad boil or as pets and then released them. One female can bear hundreds of babies in her lifetime. The Shunack tribe is turning to locals to get a sense of the problem. Staff posted a sign up by Buskin Lake asking for people to report the number of crawdads they catch and how many females with eggs they capture. It would be hard to make a dent in the population, according to one crawdad hunter, Miguel Zarati.
I don't know. Every time I go there, I get a lot, and then I go back to the same spots and I see still a ton of them.
Zarati was in a local store, Scuba-Doo, when Ryan Gabor and his friends dropped by to rent their gear. While there, the gang also picked up a plastic raft. Motorized boats are not allowed on the lake because the buskin is on Coast Guard land, and it's also the source of drinking water for Base Kodiak. The raft carries the cooler and serves as a tender where the snorkelers can dump their stash of crawdads. Out on Buskin Lake, the gang dives down with bags made from nets and cinched at both ends. Once they fill the bags with crayfish, they pop back up to the surface and empty the crayfish into the cooler.
See you later.
The crayfish are fast. They'll use their tails to propel away if they can, but Pearson Brody says he's having success.
I started to find them quite a bit once I started flipping over all these rocks. You try to get them as soon as you can before all the mud stirs up and everything.
They're only out there for a couple of hours before they have a large cooler full of crayfish. Brody swims over to the raft and lifts the cooler lid.
Wow. We got a lot.
He sees hundreds of crayfish writhing around inside. The group meets Kelly Kruger with the Shunack tribe and some of their local partners back in the parking lot. They also take a look.
It's gonna be some good Ian.
Yeah.
Yeah, those
definitely
are
some big ones.
Kruger says in September, the Shunack tribe will look at whether crayfish have also spread into deeper areas of the lake, trying to learn more about them in order to find a long-term solution. In the meantime, Kruger says, they can use all the help they can get from people like Ryan Gabor and his friends. Later that day, the guys gather at Brody's house, where they set up a pot of boiling water and drop the crayfish in by hand. They break out the cocktail sauce, and Gabor cracks a bright orange crayfish shell open with his fingers over a baking sheet. He says he aims for the tail, one of the fleshiest bits.
Kind of tastes like crab, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Just like really, like a real small version of crab, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a crab. Delicious.
For AK, I'm Kayla DeRoche.